A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 15th chapter, verses 21 to 39. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David, my daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she's crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. Jesus went on from there and walked beside the Sea of Galilee, and he went up on the mountain and sat down there. And great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others. And they put them at his feet, and he healed them, so that the crowd wondered when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled healthy, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I am unwilling to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way." And the disciples said to him, "Where are we to get enough bread in such desolate places to feed so great a crowd?" And Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" They said, 7 and a few small fish." And directing the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 7 baskets full of broken pieces left over. Those who ate were 4,000 men besides women and children. And after sending away the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For a meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor James Keltner, Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church, Lewisburg, Kansas.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. This is from the liturgy of the church. This is called the Kyrie Eleison. Kyrie is part of our worship. It is a prayer. It is an acknowledgement of our brokenness. We are sinful. We need help. It is also an acknowledgement that the Lord is gracious. God is merciful. A Canaanite woman comes to Jesus and she cries out, "Lord, help me." She acknowledges her brokenness and cries out for God's mercy. The Canaanite woman comes bearing the burdens of a daughter who is oppressed by a demon. She cries for help and states her need. Jesus responds in silence. Since God used Joshua to lead the children of Israel into the promised land, there has been a Canaanite problem. The disciples who are heading off for rest are annoyed by the woman's persistent cries for help. Send her away. They want Jesus to chase her off. The woman cries out, "Lord, help me." Jesus addresses the woman. He states that he has come for the lost sheep of Israel. The woman does not let this stop her. She kneels before the Lord and says, "Lord, help me." Again, we remember the Kyrie, "Lord, have mercy." Jesus' next response gives the woman hope. He gives her an opening. In so doing, he teaches his disciples that God desires all to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. The woman is not an Israelite. She is a Canaanite. She recognizes this with her next response. She is also stating her faith in the graciousness of God. She has heard of the Lord's compassion. "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from their master's table." She knows that the house dogs get the table scraps. The table scraps from God's table will be enough to heal her daughter. God gives the best to his children. Israel's leftovers will be enough. As a Canaanite, all she deserves are the scraps. Jesus commends her faith to his disciples. He celebrates her faith. Her daughter is healed instantly. Lord, help me, or Lord, have mercy, is a powerful prayer. It acknowledges our need and our brokenness. Then it relies solely on the power and the promise of God. As we near the anniversary of the Reformation, we remember that Luther begins his 95 thesis by stating that the Christian's life is a life of constant repentance. We are sinners. We are enemies of God. We deserve nothing from God but death and eternal damnation. In our brokenness, we cry out, Lord, have mercy. This is the cry of the penitent. Still, please remember, the confession has two parts. We confess our sins, and we trust that there is forgiveness for us in Christ. He bears our guilt and takes our punishment to the cross. Jesus is our Savior and Lord. The Canaanite woman knew who Jesus was. She was also aware of who she was. Her cry is the cry of the penitent. Her hope is in a gracious and merciful God who loves his children and is strong to save. Jesus commends the woman for her faith. Come and worship the Lord and join the people of God as they cry out in faith, Lord, have mercy, Sunday after Sunday. The language of our worship demonstrates that we are sinners who rely on the promise and the power of God. In faith, we are certain that the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Amen.
We thank Pastor James Keltner for this meditation on God's Word.